Well, in a massive breach, hackers have accessed the personal details of about 200,000 past and present staff and students at the Australian National University. It's the second time the university has been targeted. ANU says it's reaching out to those affected, but the university is yet to say who it believes is behind the attack. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
Tax file numbers, bank account details and passport information is among the personal data stolen by hackers. They got into the Australian National University system last year, but the attack was only discovered 2 weeks ago. In an email to past and current students and staff, ANU's Vice-Chancellor Brian Schmidt described the hackers as sophisticated.
We believe there was unauthorised access to significant amounts of personal staff, student and visitor data extending back 19 years. Depending on the information you provided to the university, this may include names, addresses, dates of birth, phone numbers, tax file numbers, and payroll information. Student academic records were also accessed.
Some students, like Olivia Goss, took immediate action once hearing the news.
Once I got that email, I actually set about changing my passwords for basically all my things because I have everything signed to the same email.
While others, like Alexandra Glue, are far from concerned.
I only saw it on my phone this morning and I was just like, oh, there you go. I feel like everything is getting hacked nowadays anyway. I also, like, don't really know what information that they're going to have of me that's going to, like, hurt me in any way.
So what effect does this breach have on past and present students and teachers?
Well, it depends a little bit on who stole the information. There's really, I think, two candidates here.
Fergus Hansen is the head of the International Cyber Policy Centre at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. He says if the hackers are cyber criminals, people could have their identity stolen or money taken out of their bank accounts.
They're after personal information for the purposes of identity theft, so they could be selling that information, tax file numbers, names, addresses, etc., for the purposes of enabling identity theft. And then that creates a sort of nightmare situation for those individuals where they have their identity stolen, money stolen, have to change their account. So there can be real world consequences for those people.
But Fergus Hansen says if the attack was carried out by another country, the intentions are very different.
It could be a country like China that's stolen, data sets from around the world. We've seen sort of in the United States, the Office of Personnel Management, where all the security clearance information was stolen. It's all sort of patched together to try and build profiles of individuals. So if you think about the ANU, it's a feeder group for a lot of national security agencies in Australia. A lot of the departments recruit directly out of ANU, so it'd be useful to use that information to try and build up profiles of the students that are studying there.
Australia's security agencies are now working with the ANU to secure its networks and investigate the full extent of the attack. In a statement, the Australian Cybersecurity Centre says it appears to be the work of a sophisticated actor. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton wouldn't comment on whether authorities believe another country or criminals are responsible.
This is a matter that's still under investigation, so I don't have any comment to make in relation to who the agencies might believe this could be or whether or not multiple actors are involved, but we do have serious concerns about some state actors and serious and organised crime groups otherwise.
It's not the first time the Australian National University has been subjected to a cyber attack. Last year, the ABC was told that hackers based in China had been infiltrating the ANU system for some time. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says the latest attack is a reminder to all Australians.
I think what it sends is a very clear message, not just to universities, but to other businesses and institutions, that this is a very serious problem. And cyber attacks are only going to increase, and we need to be very, very cognizant of that.
Further details about what measures students and staff should take to protect themselves have been placed on the ANU's website.
Stephanie Boris reporting.